Live from the College of Communication, Arts and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's current sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. It is about that time. Your favorite hour of the day is now underway. Happy Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay. It is November 2nd, 2018. Hopefully you paid your rent. Get on that if you haven't done so. Pay your bills. First of the month, right? And we've got a great hour of current sports coming right at you to usher you into the weekend. On today's current sports, we will be talking about the continued drama that continues to unfold at the University of Maryland. Specifically, we, of course, are talking about the football program that decided to bring DJ Durkin, head coach, back in light of the unfortunate passing of 19-year-old player Jordan McNair. They got so much backlash due to that moment that Maryland decided, okay, maybe this was the wrong decision. And they let DJ Durkin go. And when DJ was hired back, though, he had to, you know, he tried to have a meeting with the team, and the players weren't feeling it. There were a few starters that walked out of that team meeting. So after letting go of DJ Durkin, yesterday during practice, and I don't want to spoil this headliner, but let's just say some drama occurred between two players, all right? And you got it. Michigan State will be playing this team tomorrow at noon at College Park. How in the world will the Terrapins get their mind right to play the Spartans? You know, I can see this game going two ways, all right? And I'll explain later on this hour. So we will preview Spartans and Terrapins in just a moment. I'll also have some brief takeaways from last night's Michigan State women's basketball exhibition game against Hillsdale. I was in the house for that one. And again, it's Hillsdale, so, you know, and whenever you're talking about, you know, that very first exhibition game to open the season for both the MSU men and the women on the hardwood, you know, it's usually a blowout, not even close. And I tell you what, Hillsdale put up a fight to start, and then things just kind of, the wheels just kind of fell off as the game went along. All right, so I have some brief takeaways on that game. Also, I'm really excited to push along this segment to you guys because it's going to be our very first time we're doing this. It's been in the works for a while, and we finally got it done. And each and every Friday, he will be joining us here on the show to get you all in shape. All right? Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Fitness founder Johnny Lewis. He is an MSU grad who now is a trainer out on the West Coast in Arizona. He will be joining us each and every Friday to give you all a health tip in the gym and in the kitchen so that you can, you know, get on that fitness grind, all right? Because at the end of the day, health is wealth. You don't want to miss that. And we will have a special swap meet with SWAP founder, SWAP standing for Speaking With a Purpose, James Moore, former MSU Rose Bowl champion, and also former fullback greats for the Michigan State football team. James will be joining us on the back end of the show to talk about the DeWitt Panthers. Again, James does so much, along with, you know, being a former football player and, you know, the founder of SWAP. He also is an assistant coach for one of the very best high school football teams here in the area, that being the DeWitt Panthers. And DeWitt is one of the schools, one of the local schools here in the Lansing area that is still competing, still alive for a state championship. So we'll talk about the DeWitt Panthers with James Moore, and he'll put in perspective what this ride this year has been like for the Panthers, led by, of course, head coach Rob Zimmerman. And we will also have Reflection Friday for you. So as you see, a loaded hour. Call in 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and check out the show via live stream. You can see this handsome face there. Comment below that video. I will do my best to get to your comments throughout this hour, and you can join the fun on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. Here are your quick hit headliners. The Michigan State women's basketball team in action last night to officially open up the season, with the regular season now inching closer and closer. Susie Merchant's team looks ready for regular season play. The Spartan women stopped on Hillsdale College, 88-59, the final in the one and only exhibition game this year for the Spartans. MSU started junior guard Shea Colley. Also junior guard Taryn McCutcheon, junior forward Victoria Gaines, Coco Gaines, senior center Jenna Allen, and freshman guard Nia Clouden. I really like the game of Nia Clouden. She's fun to watch, folks. And in her first start, Clouden, she nearly posted a triple-double. That's how good she was last night. 13 points, 7 boards, 9 assists. She did it all. She is a firecracker of a player. Just a spark of energy, folks. You got to check her out. Also, Jenna Allen finished with a double dub, 23 points, 10 boards. Colley had 15 points, 10 boards. And the regular season will begin on Election Day, Tuesday of next week. Bowling Green will visit the Breslin Center. So after I hit the polls, I'll be at that game. All right, MSU hockey is off to one of their best regular season starts in 9 years. Shout out to Danton Cole. He is building, I feel like he's building something really special right now. Back when Torrey Krug entered, current NHL defenseman for the Boston Bruins was on the Spartans roster, the Spartans are currently 3-1 on the year, looking to make it 3 in a row when they take on Ferris State tonight. Action will begin. Puck drop slated for 7 p.m. at Munn Ice Arena. It is the first game of the home-and-home series. A red-hot offense has been the biggest change in the early going for MSU this season. MSU has scored 16 goals so far. And again, they'll take on, with this home-and-home series, they'll take on, of course, Ferris State tomorrow on the road. The first line of Tyro Hirose, Mitch Lewandowski, Patrick Kotarenko has scored 8 of those 16, and the trio has combined for 12 of the team's 24 total assists. Hirose put on a show, scoring both game-winning goals and picking up 2 assists in the sweep of, at the time, number 8 Cornell. Very impressive what they did last week. On Tuesday, he was named the NC2A and Big Ten First Star of the Week. Danton Cole's second year, pretty impressive going so far. We'll see what happens this weekend against Ferris State. And I am told that you won't be able to watch it on the Big Ten Network, but if you do have a subscription with BTN Plus, you can catch those games, Michigan State and Ferris State, throughout the weekend. All right, fresh off a 23-13 home dub over Purdue to improve to 5-3 on the season, Michigan State now travels to College Park tomorrow to face the Maryland Terrapins at noon. The game can be seen on ESPN2. Tomorrow's game marks the 10th meeting between MSU and Maryland. The Spartans lead the overall series 7-2, including a 2-1 record in College Park. The Spartans are 3-1 against the Terrapins since Maryland joined the Big Ten 4 years ago in 2014. MSU will look to win its 700th game in school history tomorrow. Did not know that. The Spartans own an all-time record of 699, 456, and 44, and will also be playing in the 1,200th game in school history. MSU is looking to become the 27th school in the FBS to win 700 games. And we've been following the drama throughout the week when it pertains to Maryland football, and the ongoing situation at Maryland took another twist yesterday, just after we got off the air, as conflicting reports came out of practice. Backup punter Matthew Barber, he claimed he was involved in a physical altercation involving multiple members of the team after he talked to investigators about former head coach DJ Durkin. However, starting punter Wade Less, who Barber claimed orchestrated the attack, tweeted late yesterday that he claims were, quote, that the claims, I should say, were, quote, far from the truth, end quote. That was backed up by multiple other players. The chair of Maryland's Board of Regents also resigned earlier yesterday. So, yeah, this should be interesting to watch tomorrow to just see how, what the atmosphere is going to be like outside of the stadium prior to kickoff between Maryland and Michigan State. And I'm curious just to see how focused this Maryland football team is going to be in this game. Maybe it's a good time for the Spartans to play Maryland right now. All right, Michigan State women's volleyball will head back out on the road to play at number 3 Minnesota tomorrow. Catch that live action at 8 p.m. on the Big Ten Network and also BTN to go. The Spartans are amid a 5-game stretch against top 13 teams, most recently falling at Purdue on Wednesday night 3-1. The team played the Gophers just last week in East Lansing. MSU dropped Friday's match 3-0. MSU trails the all-time series with Minnesota by a 19-54 margin. The Golden Gopher lineup is balanced and dangerous. It features 5 athletes that average between 2.59 and 3.58 kills per set. Pretty impressive stuff. So a tall order for Kathy George. The number 12 Michigan State men's soccer team finished the regular season with a 10-3-4 record and a 4-2-2 mark in the Big Ten. With their loss to Indiana on Sunday, MSU is now preparing to play in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. Michigan and Michigan State tied in the league standings with 14 points, but Michigan earned the number 3 seed in the tourney due to a better goal differential during conference play. Now, with the number 4 seed, the Spartans will welcome number 5 Maryland to East Lansing for their quarterfinal matchup at 1 p.m. on November 4th. The Spartans earned a 2-0 dub at Maryland back on October 5th. So good luck to Damon Rensing and his team this weekend. All right, high school football playoffs. We have a few local teams that will be in action tonight. In D2, Okemos travels to Portage Northern. In D3, two local teams here, East Lansing at DeWitt. Division 4, Flint Powers at Williamston. D5. Lansing Catholic at Portland, another local slate there. In Division 7, Saugatuck at Pawamo, Westphalia. And in Division 8, Dansville will travel to Detroit Southeastern. All of those games are scheduled for 7 p.m. kickoff times, and we will have a full recap on what takes place tonight on Monday's Current Sports. Good luck to all of our local teams, though. And when it comes to Lansing Catholic and Portland and East Lansing and DeWitt, you know, at least two of you guys got to get eliminated in that game. So wishing you all luck, though. That should be a fun slate of local high school football. Playoff time, folks. Got to love it. All right, the Winged Wheel, the Detroit Red Wings, are now proud owners of a three-game win streak. How about that for the Wings? Hold on to your seats, folks. After beating the New Jersey Devils last night at Little Caesars Arena, Justin Applegator, shorthanded goal, former MSU hockey star, with 7-10 left was the difference as the Wings went on to win 4-3. The Wings led 1-0 after the first period before two goals from the Devils put them ahead around the start of the third period. A power play goal from rookie Michael Rasmussen tied the game before Abdulkader and Trevor Daley scored for Detroit. Here's a soundbite from Abdulkader's shorthanded goal.
Glendening with Abdulkader. Glendening going right in. Firing safe. They score! Abdulkader! A shorthanded goal, their third of the year, and in consecutive games.
Awesome stuff. The Wings will host Edmonton tomorrow night. Puck drop slated for 7 p.m. That one can be seen on Fox Sports Detroit. And my Detroit Pistons, 4-3 on the year, now head to Philly to take on the Philadelphia 76ers, of course. Philly heads into that game 5-4 on the year after they beat the L.A. Clippers on Thursday night. Chances are we see another chapter in the mini feud between Andre Drummond and Sixers big man Joel Embiid. It's fun stuff, if you ask me. After comments were made following the team's last matchup a few weeks ago.
Embiid in front. Soft hook. Hits it. We're going to get an Andre foul here.
And look at Joel Embiid. He's doing the same thing he did in Philadelphia last year. Late in the game when Andre picked up a foul. He is taunting the crowd, taunting the Pistons.
Drummond has now been ejected from the basketball
game. Oh. Andre's been ejected.
And I didn't agree with that ejection. I mean, Joel Embiid just totally, totally flopped. That's the NBA, though, for you, right? So I'm not even sure if the league looked at that one again, but if they did, I'm sure that they would have taken that one back, all right? Or they at least would have apologized because that was just ridiculous. But tomorrow's game is a rare 1 p.m. start from Wells Fargo Center and can be seen also on Fox Sports Detroit. And your Detroit Lions will be in action, of course, on Sunday, fresh off the trade deadline. The Lions will head to Minnesota for an NFC North matchup. The Lions are 1-0 in division play this season in the NFC North and will need some big wins in the division if their playoff hopes are to remain alive. The Vikings head into Sunday off the backs of a home loss to the New Orleans Saints last weekend, but are 5-point favorites for the 1 p.m. kick against the Lions this weekend. The game can be seen on Fox. We'll see how the Lions do without wide receiver Golden Tate. All right, that wraps up your current sports quick hit headliners. 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527 is the number to call. Again, you can also weigh in two ways to do so on social media. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and comment below the Facebook live stream, and you can tweet us. Tweet the show at WKAR_sports or tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR.
awesome job. You guys should have heard the Rocky chant in the locker room before I came over here. The whole team of Rocky, Rocky, Rocky. It was awesome.
He prepared as if he was going to play. He did it again this week, and he prepared nonstop all week long. I mean, really, really good.
Rocky, he's a hard, he studies a lot. And one thing, Rocky stays in the weight room, so he's one of those guys that he just know that the more work you put in, the more you will get out on the road.
You ever golf with the guy, I mean, he'll drive it to the green. I mean, he's an amazing athlete, and he produced today, and it was exciting to watch him.
So I was told last night I was going to start. I kind of thought I was before that, but last night's when I officially knew, you know, when Coach D told me that I was going to. Same mindset I've had all the time, you know, just go out there and play your game, you know, get your pre-reads done, you know where you're going with the football. And I thought I did a good job of that today.
Rocky, Rocky.
All right, welcome. If you're just now tuning in to this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, I am your host, Al Martin. Hopefully you guys have had a great week out there. The weekend is near already. I don't know, I feel like this week has just flown by just because it's been a really busy one for me. I mean, you had the season openers of both the MSU men and women's basketball teams. I think that's what kind of sped it up for me. But it's Friday. Happy Friday to you all. And I want to start with, of course, Michigan State football taking on Maryland tomorrow at noon. You just heard a bit of the post-game sound. So good I had to play it again here on this Friday. Post-game sound from the Michigan State win over Purdue on Saturday as Rocky Lombardi just really snagged the hearts of MSU fans everywhere. Right, with that performance that he had, the Boilermakers, a surging team, beating, and not just beating, but just stomping on the Ohio State Buckeyes the week prior to, and then Rocky Lombardi, named the starter, comes in and shocks the college football world with that win. Pretty impressive stuff. This game against Maryland is so intriguing because it has so many different layers to it. You know, aside from the X's and the O's, even if you're not a college sports fan, you know about this story concerning Maryland and the whole death of Jordan McNair that led to a leave of head football coach DJ Durkin. Matt Canada comes in while the investigation is taking place. And then this week, Maryland holds a press conference in which it announces that it will be bringing back DJ Durkin, much to the dismay of many. Totally shocked. Did not see that coming. Maryland just really messed this whole thing up. It is really a pile of garbage right now. And you know, they bring DJ back, and then, you know, President Wallace Lowe says, and you can read between the lines during his press conference, he basically says, look, after this academic year, I'm done. I'm stepping down as the president of this university. And then, you know, so much backlash occurred. You know, the student body started to plan protest, surrounded around bringing DJ Durkin back. And then the school announces, we're just kidding. DJ Durkin is no longer going to be our football coach. Psych. Pump fake. And then after that, you have some news that, again, broke right after we got off the air yesterday. I was going to get some lunch, and I was listening to another local show here, And I turn it on, and these guys are, like, so animated. Like, what is going on at Maryland? And I'm like, well, are they just talking about the coaching situation? What's going on? Then they say, yeah, fists were thrown in blood. I'm like, what? So I turn up the radio, and they're talking about an incident, an altercation that happened at practice. The end of Tuesday's practice, actually. The University of Maryland's Police Department said in a statement on Thursday that an athletics department employee alerted an officer who was at Maryland's practice at the time to the fight. This is coming from the university police statement. Quote, the officer talked to both parties involved and a witness. It was determined that both parties got into a verbal argument that turned physical. One of the students was treated by on-site athletic staff for his injuries. The other student sustained minor injuries but did not seek medical attention. So police, they look at the cameras. They have footage of this altercation. And, you know, as I stated in the headliners, Matt Barber is involved. He's a senior kicker from Pennsylvania. And he told ESPN that he needed stitches right eye and that he also dislocated his right shoulder after punter Wade Less of Australia assaulted him. So you got two kickers on the team going at it. The practice was the first for football coach DJ Durkin after they decided to bring him back. And emotions boiled over between two kickers, a senior kicker and a punter on the field. Crazy, right? I mean, this is pretty insane what's going on right now. And I'm sure Spartan fans are looking at this drama and saying, oh, what a day it's going to be to play a distracted Maryland Terrapins team. Because this day could happen two ways, folks. I mean, I could see Michigan State going into College Park and absolutely just mollywopping the Terrapins. I could certainly see that. Because this team, from the outside looking in, is not focused. How can you focus with everything that's gone down this year? And that's why I've given Matt Canada, head coach, interim head coach of the Terrapins, all the credit in the world. I mean, this is a team that is one win away from becoming bowl eligible. Same record as Michigan State. Both teams with five wins. One win away from becoming bowl eligible. It's pretty amazing. Because, you know, can you imagine what these players are going through? I mean, these guys are brothers in arms, right? That's what a football team is. That's what a team is. And you lose your teammate like that in a totally preventable situation. You lose your teammate. And they've just come together, man. You know, this team has come together and, you know, rallied emotionally and said, we want this season dedicated to the life and legacy of our fallen brother, Jordan McNair. And they've rode that emotion throughout the year so far. But now with everything that's happened this week, you know, bringing back the man who was in charge while Jordan McNair suffered a heat stroke. You heard starters, you know, you saw these reports saying that starters walked out of the team meeting when DJ Durkin tried to talk to him. I mean, that totally sticks a fork in team chemistry. I mean, totally divides the team. And now you decide to fire him. So where is that chemistry now? You know, you decide to fire him. Is everything okay now? I would not want to be Matt Canada right now. Because I don't know how you mentally get your team to prepare for a football game with everything that has gone down this week. You know, and now this story of the fight during Tuesday's practice. I can only imagine. What is it like being a Maryland football player walking around campus going to class? I mean, I'm sure they're getting questions from other students and their homies and roommates. I mean, this is the story. Local media there. This is the story. And now you got to go out there on Saturday and play a Michigan State football team who just came off a huge victory over the Purdue Boilermakers. It could go one of two ways. This team could rally like they've done throughout most of this year and say, look, man, you know, let's put all of the drama, all of that out of our minds right now, and let's just play this football game and think of Jordan McNair. This is what this season is about. And I could see them going out there on an emotional high and being very competitive. Now, again, and looking at their last game, I'm not going to put too much stock in beating Illinois. I mean, Illinois is just a bad football team. I mean, Lovie Smith kind of looks like Black Santa Claus, too, doesn't he? He's got, like, the gray beard and everything. Lovie Smith just looks like he's just mailing it in each and every week. I don't – Illinois is just not a good football team. Javon Leak, watch for him. No, he's dangerous. That dude's an athlete. You'll be hearing that name a lot, I think, Spartan fans, tomorrow. But, you know, Maryland is not going to be an easy win. I'll just say that. But, you know, if you're Matt Canada, man, props to Matt. You know, to get your team to focus now is like mission impossible. Because on the flip side of that thing, other than, you know, in contrast to the rallying and thinking of Jordan and putting all that emotion on the field, right? Maybe that could lead to a good thing for Maryland. But it could go the other way, too, where this team is just totally distracted, thinking about everything that's happened this week, you know, and Michigan State takes advantage and just runs away in this game. Bottom line, though, for Michigan State, just go in there and handle business. You know, stay poised, stay focused. It's not your drama. Go in there, play hard, and you got a good shot at winning this game. I'm told the line right now is in favor of Michigan State, 3-point favorite. That's what Michigan State is in this game. Now, you know, I played the Rocky snippet because that's the big question mark for Michigan State now. We don't know what the health of Brian Lewerke is. Will Brian Lewerke start? And I've said this. I said this on Monday. Even if Brian Lewerke was healthy, even if he is healthy tomorrow before kickoff, I would still start Rocky Lombardi. Brian Lewerke has been up, mostly down, this season. And I'm curious if anything is going to come out after the year that reveals just how much of the beginning of the season Brian Lewerke has been dealing with this right shoulder injury. You know, maybe he's been dealing with it since week one. Who knows? But, you know, Brian Lewerke has not been great this year. Rocky Lombardi played solid. You know, I'm not going to say he played perfect. You know, he had a few overthrows, could have been more accurate. But for the most part, Rocky Lombardi was good, man. I gave him an A- because of the circumstances for Michigan State, coming off an emotional loss to Michigan. You know, and then news coming out, at least being revealed to the public, that Brian Lewerke wasn't healthy. He didn't even practice Monday through Thursday. Rocky stayed prepared, and he comes in playing a very hot Purdue team and moves Michigan State down the field. They look like they have a jolt of energy. They just look like they were humming a bit, more so than when Brian Lewerke is behind center. Let's see what he can do on the road. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Rocky Lombardi played well. I think he deserves to start this weekend. Now, if he starts to play like crap and the wheels start to fall off rather early, then I would probably give Brian Lewerke a shot. But let's see what Rocky can do on the road at Maryland in College Park. So in this game, I'm going with Michigan State. I think Michigan State wins by a touchdown here. But this game will be close. It will be close, folks. And I'm looking forward to seeing if Rocky Lombardi, who has a really strong arm, if he can connect deep down the field. That's the big thing I want to see with Rocky now, because I know he's great with those short dump-offs, and that's all they really needed against Purdue. That's what moved the change for them, those sideline-to-sideline throws. And Michigan State, you know, has been really has been playing very well when it comes to dominating time of possession. I mean, I didn't know this. Michigan State ranks 14th in time of possession. 32 minutes, 59 seconds. So, but you know, when you get to the red zone, you got to score. 55th in red zone offense. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in this game. I'm going with Michigan State by a touchdown. I'm going behind the glass right now. Alec Rio, engineer for this Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. How do you think this whole thing is going to play out? Do you think Maryland's going to rally the troops and play on an emotional high and think of Jordan McNair while out there and compete and win this game? Or do you think Michigan State ends up pulling it out and Rocky Lombardi gets the start and has a great game like I see it? What do you think?
I definitely think Rocky Lombardi's going to get the start. I don't see any reason why not, because he's coming off a good set of momentum after last week. I don't see Brian Lewerke getting a chance to start unless, like you said, Rocky Lombardi just doesn't do nearly as well as last week. But honestly, I still think Brian Lewerke still needs time to rest up the shoulder, because I wouldn't want to see anything long-term come out of starting him too early. And with the whole Maryland thing, I honestly think that this might be too distracting for them. Even though they're coming off like a good season compared to how they normally play, this is just too much of a pressing topic. There's just too much going on like around that campus for them to be even close to being focused for tomorrow's game. I just don't see a scenario in which they would be completely 100% ready to go and completely clear that thought out of their mind.
If they do somehow, it will be one of the best coaching jobs I've ever seen in my life from Matt Canada.
I agree.
We'll see what happens. We will see what happens. What are your thoughts? 517-355-WKAR. Call in or comment below our Facebook live stream at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can even tweet us. And we actually have a Twitter poll question up. And you guessed it. Pretty easy one, right? Who do you want at the starting quarterback position for Michigan State on Saturday? Rocky Lombardi or Brian Lewerke? Right now, it's only at 2 votes. We just put it up. 2 votes. One for Rocky, one for Brian. Go to @WKAR_sports to vote, and you can also catch my retweet of that tweet at Al Martin, WKAR. All right, let's hit our first break. When we come back, we will bring to you the very first Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Fitness trainer Johnny Lewis. You don't want to miss that. Get fit when we come back. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your off.
Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer. To get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm-down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press,
a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute abs, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
It's now time for the first installment of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body, in which we invite the founder of Blessed Body Fitness here on Current Sports, the great Johnny Lewis, to show us all how to live healthier lives. Because after all, health is wealth. Lewis is an acclaimed fitness guru who has years of experience under his belt and a rapidly growing list of clientele. He's a Michigan State grad who moved to Arizona to grow his fitness brand, quickly becoming one of the most sought-after trainers on the West Coast. His goal is to hustle and motivate, specializing in building lean muscle, toning, fat loss, and nutrition. And we are lucky enough to have him join the Current Sports team now on a weekly basis. Fit Fridays with Blessed Body founder Johnny Lewis. He now joins us from Arizona, where it is still morning due to the three-hour time difference. Johnny, how you doing?
What's up, Al? How you doing? I'm pretty good. I got my morning coffee, so I'm doing good. It's Friday, so.
T-G-I-F indeed, brother. First Fit Friday segment. So, Johnny, tell the listeners a bit about yourself.
I'm from Detroit, you know, the west side of Detroit. MSU grad, you know, the best school ever. But, yeah, I live in Arizona now, and it's one of the best moves I've ever made just because I don't necessarily like the cold and the snow, you know. You don't have to shovel sunshine.
You don't have to shovel sunshine. I love that. As the great Shaq would say, put that on a T-shirt. Now, in a climate, Johnny, that's pretty warm all year round, fitness is, of course, huge. And it can certainly get hot. Just ask the Michigan State football team when they traveled there to play Arizona State University this season. But what is the fitness climate of Arizona like?
Yeah, so, like, it's so many different hikes and mountains out here, and just the elevation alone gives you, you know, that leverage. You get more of a workout just when you go for a run because you're going to be going up and downhill. And the weather is perfect for most of the year. And then it's hot in the summer, but you tend to see a lot of people still getting out and being active in the summertime because you just have to get out earlier and beat the sun, basically. So you don't have a winter where you have to hibernate and, you know, people get kind of lazy and just, you know, forget about working out. So the fitness culture is more active out here. So that's a huge game changer, being out here in the West Coast and also having all of these hiking trails. And I was actually at that game too, so I know how hot it was that day. And that's the fall, and even in the fall, it's still pretty hot. So, you know, I can imagine how the players felt being used to that Michigan weather. So I know that had probably something to do with, you know, why we didn't perform as well. But I don't even want to think about that game, man. That was such a disappointment, man.
Yeah, a disappointment to say the least, Johnny. This MSU football team, so hard to read this year. But I want to talk about your fitness influences, your fitness inspirations. Who are they?
Honestly, the biggest influence was granddad. My granddad was into, like the strongman, the strength building, and always wanted to be like my granddad. Like, my granddad could literally rip a phone book in half, and when I was a young kid, that amazed me, and I wanted to be just like my granddad, so I started working out, and, you know, that's basically where the main influence. And the second one you're going to probably laugh at, but, you know, I'm a big Dragon Ball Z fan, and I believe you are too, and Goku, when I was watching Goku, I used to try to train to become Super Saiyan. And
trust me, what you're seeing now is my normal state. This is a Super Saiyan.
It's that was a big influence, and I know it's a cartoon, but that's the reality of it.
Yes, if you aren't hip to Goku and his greatness in the anime cartoon Dragon Ball Z, look, you don't truly know what living is, all right? All right, Johnny. Now, with you joining us every Fit Friday with Blessed Body, what do you plan to educate our listeners about in the world of health and fitness?
So basically, I want to just give our listeners motivation to work out and basically explain why you want to work out. There's so many different reasons to work out, and whether it's to live longer, prevent sicknesses and disease, look good, and what comes with looking good, feeling good, right? And relieve stress. All of that comes with working out, and it can just be a game changer for your life. So if I can promote that on the radio or any kind of platform I can, I'm satisfied. So, and also just to come up and provide the listeners with creative workouts and ways not to get bored, like we talked about earlier, and also different food tips, because there's so many ways to eat healthy and your food will still taste good. Like, I've been vegan, vegetarian. I've switched up my diet quite a few times, but overall I had a healthy diet, and I think there's so many there's so many good yet there's so many delicious yet nutritious recipes out there. And I want to just share my knowledge and maybe some of the listeners will try it.
Yeah, let's hope so, right? So, this week, what healthy food item do you want to highlight?
So, Al, I decided to use cauliflower because there's a lot of buzz going on with cauliflower. Cauliflower everything. I'm a big fan of cauliflower pizza. And I've made it a couple of times, but you can buy it like pre-made at the store, like in the frozen section. But I think it's so much better than making it on your own. It's really fun and a different experience. And it's healthier. Like, cauliflower has so many great benefits opposed to just the bread you would eat. And there's so many different things you could do with cauliflower, whether it's cauliflower mashed potatoes, cauliflower rice. They even have cauliflower buffalo wings. So, and cauliflower has, of course, this fiber, vitamin C, folate, and vitamin B. It's good for brain development. There's so many benefits. You can Google or look it up yourself. But
I love it. Going to get some cauliflower later on at the grocery store. Why not, right? Great first segment, Johnny. How can our listeners follow you? Because you feature so many great workouts and food tips on your social media pages.
Okay, so one of the best to follow me is through Instagram, and that's blessed_body. And I have another Instagram for the food, and that's Blessed Body Meals. And also, I'm on Twitter. It's blessed_body_, and also Instagram. And Instagram is blessedbodytr.
And you know what? I want to ask this question because the name is so catchy. Where did the Blessed Body name come from?
I'm a man of God, and that's never going to change. No matter what happens in my life, I will keep my faith. So that's where the blessed aspect came from. I always claim to be blessed, and blessed is pretty popular. It's Bruno Mars and everyone else that says hashtag blessed.
Ooh, ooh, way too fresh. Got to blame it on Jesus. Hashtag blessed. They ain't ready for me.
You know, everyone wants to be blessed, which is good. I love it. I love it. And it's like back to my grandparents. My grandparents, and my parents raised me to be a man of faith. And blessed was the perfect name. And so it's with the blessed body, it's an alliteration. So I figured the name would be catchy. And one day it just came to me, blessed body. And I talked to a few people. Everyone loved it. So I decided to roll with that. And yeah, that's how that came about.
I absolutely love the meaning, my man. The very first edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body, founder Johnny Lewis. Johnny, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me, Al. I appreciate you.
Ah, that's great stuff right there. Cauliflower. Who knew that they had cauliflower wings? Does that sound nutritious? Well, I'm sure it's nutritious. It sounds nutritious, but does it sound delicious? I should ask, Alec. Cauliflower wings, would you try that?
I would try it, but I might need some seasoning with that. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't be able to have it straight up, but I mean, hey, I can't knock something until I try it, you know?
Right. I'm on this health journey right now, and I tell you what, the longest I've gone vegan is a month, and I got to admit, it's the healthiest that I've ever felt. The energy that I had. Now, I will say this, though. When you go, like, vegan, you have to, like, make sure. This is the key. You have to make sure that whatever you're eating has a lot of calories. Because you can't just eat a salad and, you know, for dinner and some other vegetable items. Because you're not going to get full, you know. Because I eat a lot. And at first, I just started getting lightheaded when I tried to go on this vegan journey. So I'm like, dude, is there any way to just put a lot of calories on my plate? So that's what makes it challenging and what made it challenging for me. But I will say I felt great, though, Alec, after a while.
Wait, so wait, you're saying that you're on a vegan diet?
No, I was. Oh, I'm just saying when I
you
did.
Was. Okay, okay.
You ever seen What the Health on Netflix? And
no,
everybody
I have
freaked
not.
Out?
Mm-mm,
oh,
I have
my
not.
Gosh, you haven't seen that?
Nope.
See, I'm cautious in saying this because every time I bring this up to somebody and they go watch it, they like totally, change their life and try and go vegan because it's kind of really in your face. But that documentary blew up, dude. And I watched it and I'm like, man, all right, I want to try this. And I tell you what, after a month, I tried it for a month and felt amazing. But it is a challenge. All right. Let's hit our final break. When we come back, we'll have a brief swap meet. Founder of the Speaking With a Purpose campaign with James Moore. Who is also not just a philanthropic founder of SWAP, but also an assistant coach for the DeWitt Panthers high school football team, a team that is still running in the local high school football playoff slate, a big game against East Lansing tonight. James will tell us all about it and more. We'll be right back. Real briefly, I just want to show some love to the Michigan State women's basketball team. An 88-59 victory over Hillsdale College last night. I was at that game, and I must say I was pretty impressed. Now, again, you have to change the lens in which you view a game like this because Hillsdale is nowhere near in the same ballpark of a team like Susie Merchant's squad. But mad props to Jenna Allen, who had 23 points. Shea Colley played well. Also, she had 10 rebounds, actually. And Nia Clouden, who flirted with a triple-double. Very impressive stuff from Nia Clouden. I'm really looking forward to seeing how her game evolves. Again, she was one assist and three rebounds shy of a triple-double. Freshman guard Nia Clouden, she is fun to watch. All right, to close out the hour, we just have a brief swap meet with James Moore, former MSU fullback. Great. Has a Rose Bowl ring from the 1988 Michigan State Football Rose Bowl Championship and the founder of the Speaking With the Purpose campaign. James is also an assistant coach for the DeWitt High School football team, who has a pretty big game tonight in the playoffs. James, how you feeling, man? Do we have James? Is James there? No? James? Earth to James? Is James Moore there? We don't have him, Alec, do we? No? Okay. Dang, I kind of built that intro up, too. I really did. Big game tonight. DeWitt will take on East Lansing. Okay, they're working frantically behind the glass. No, we don't have James.
We're about to get him on.
Okay, he's calling back. James, I hope that you paid your phone bill today, man. You know, it's November 2nd. I know some people slip up with that and forget that, oh, my bill's due, and they will cut your service off, depending on who you got. You know, there's some leeway with my company, but some people may forget. So, yeah, just let me know. Just chime in my ear if we got James. But while we're trying to work on getting James, again, we just wanted a brief preview with James. We have Ray online. So let's go to Ray. Why not? Ray just called in. Ray online too. Ray, what's up, man? Oh, my goodness.
They beat the Bullies okay, there we tomorrow. Go.
Beat the Penn State beat the Bullies tomorrow. Right, Ray?
Right.
Michigan and Penn
right.
State tomorrow.
Penn State Nittany Lions.
What do you think is going to happen in that game, Ray?
I don't know. They'll probably win, but I'm hoping that a miracle can happen. They're going to have to protect that quarterback. They got to run and pass. Were you guys messed up when you played them? You totally give up on the running game completely in the second half. You got to be equal to beat a team that good defensively.
You know, I think this game is going to be a close one, Ray. And I'm going to say this. I wouldn't be surprised if Michigan lost this. I think that Michigan being the number five team in the nation, we all saw with the first batch of college football playoff rankings looked like on Tuesday. They are right on the outside. They're the first team out right now, Ray, right on the outside looking in of the first four. And I'm not a full believer in the Michigan Wolverines right now. Do you think they're going to win the Big Ten?
Well, here's the deal. If LSU and Alabama got to play each other, so Michigan will go up to four if they win. But no, I'm hoping they'll get beat. I just don't understand it. There really hasn't any good quarterbacks in the Big Ten. You really can't judge how good they are because nobody's really been able to run or pass on them except Notre Dame. Notre Dame did the right thing. They changed quarterbacks after that game and got better with their other quarterback. They got a tough game at Northwestern. Don't sit on that one. Northwestern could pull an upset there.
Right, right. I hear you. Yeah, I mean, I think Northwestern is pretty good this year. I don't think they're beating anybody who's coming out the East, though, even though you got to give them credit.
Alabama hasn't been tested all year, so you don't sleep on LSU. They got to go to Baton Rouge. That ain't easy to win in there.
Not at all. A lot of fun games this weekend, man. I'm looking forward to that Bama and LSU game as well. All right, Ray, we'll see you at
Penn State.
Well, yeah, we'll see if they can beat the Bullies, right?
Right.
All right, Ray from Indiana. And this will be the shortest swap meet in the history of current sports radio as we have just 90 seconds left. James Moore is on the line. James, time, I just want to ask you, man, how you guys are prepping for East Lansing.
You know what? Hey, we're taking it like it's a new season and everything is wiped aside and we're moving forward and just preparing for a good team that went 7-1, you know?
Right. How are you guys? What kind of team is East Lansing? Real quick, 30 seconds, James.
East Lansing has speed. They have a lot of athletes on the team. And bottom line is, athletes and speed can win games. And we just got to, contain the speed and the athletes that they have and do play the with football.
And if I'm not mistaken, James, you all played them earlier this year, right?
Yes, we did. That's another thing.
And it was a blowout.
It's hard to beat a team twice in one season. So it's a new season. We had our kids throw that game out, and we're moving forward. Okay.
All right.
James,
we got to get you back on Monday. All right. I want to hear all about what happens tonight. That is going to be the game of the area, at least. Two of the best local teams in high school football going at it. East Lansing and DeWitt. DeWitt did just make it look easy. Actually, that night was East Lansing's homecoming, and DeWitt definitely spoiled it. All right.
Hey, are you coming out?
We'll see. I may be out there, James. I'm going to shoot you a text, man. All right?
Okay. Appreciate it, man.
All right. We'll see you Monday, folks.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend, and as always, be easy, people.